The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're about to take another journey to Camp Elevate. They come here almost every year. Camp Elevate is an incredible camp based right here on the Morgan State University campus. Its founder and director is Sam Brand, who is also a math teacher at Poly and the basketball coach at Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. And Jared Ingram is here. He works at the Montessori School as a phys ed teacher and assistant teacher and assistant coach at Poly as well with Sam and is the camp administrator. And Sam and Jared, welcome. Good to have you both in the studio.
Good to be here.
Thanks. Thank you.
So what do teachers do in the summertime? They run camps.
Yes. This is my first year as a teacher, but my third year running the camp. But it works really well. I actually have off for the summer to run the camp so I can really focus on it and watch it grow. I love it.
So talk about, real quick, Sam, about the beginning of the camp, how you found this, where it started.
Okay, well, I was an assistant coach on the men's basketball team at Morgan State for 3 years after I finished my playing career as a student athlete at Morgan, and got the opportunity to start the first basketball camp from the athletic program, and it was a great opportunity. I jumped on it. I was very excited about it. I always had work camps and participated in camps coming up. And the opportunity to start my own camp was something I jumped on. And first year, it was just a basketball camp and was the biggest camp that the school had in recent memory. Mm. And got a chance to see what the camp did for some kids and kind of get put my personal stamp on it the following year. And it turned into Camp Elevate, which was an educational sports camp. With a lot more focus on education, which we partnered up with the Baltimore Algebra Project to get that.
Are they partners again this year?
Yes, they are, most definitely. They're part in the camp. It would not be Camp Elevate without the Baltimore Algebra Project, and what they do and what they represent is a big part of what we do on a daily basis at camp.
So tell us about the camp, and what's the camp life? What's going to happen at the camp?
So what my vision was for the camp was to have an equally strong environment for athletics and academics, to have Baltimore kids participate in the summer. It's too often if you have a strong academic piece, the kids aren't interested, and the people who run the camp don't really have the background in the sports to get the kids' interest and to get them motivated for the summer. Or if they have the sports, there's often not the interest in academics. And my vision was, as an educator and also as an athlete, to be able to combine those two things and my love for both of them and combine with people that I know share that love, Jarrett, who I've known for many years, the love for both of those things and be able to combine them together. So each day we start out with a hot breakfast, which is a very important part of the camp. We are partially funded by the state, and Annie Casey Foundation helps us out with some money for being able to feed the kids. So we have a hot breakfast and lunch each day for a group of kids, which is often not a part of camp. So that's also a big part of it. But after breakfast, work on individual skills and stations, and really have area high school coaches and college coaches come by and work with kids on their individual skill set in basketball.
In basketball.
Yes. The stations part of the day is very effective, and it's enjoyable to watch the kids learn fundamental skill that they often wouldn't get in the summer experience. And then afterwards, we start our first round of games. Half the camp, the older camp, goes to the games, and the younger group goes to the Baltimore Algebra Project, where we have student-led activities and group activities where the camp experiences an activity and then talks about and experiences it through math eyes and learns about math literacy through those activities. And then they switch, and we do the same thing after lunch. Also, I have guest speakers that come. We had Dante Green. Tim Hightower, Dante Green plays for Sacramento Kings in the NBA. Tim Hightower plays for the Arizona Cardinals NFL. So we have NFL, NBA guest speakers coming, also just successful young men that grew up in Baltimore that are starting their own business or just making it, and that were in the shoes that these campers were in at one point in time. So the overall experience is the key to the camp, and not just being able to say we have college level coaches, the top coaches in the area, athletically, but then also we have real educators and people who dedicate their life to helping children learn, also working with the camp. So that marriage is what I'm most proud of about the camp, and be able to do both of those things in a quality way.
I'm just curious, Jared, what do you do there, and then why are you in it?
Well, I started out with Camp Elevate a couple years ago. I was a coach, so, you know, just having a basketball background and myself working with kids all year long, it was easy, you know, just to get acclimated to the whole camp setting. I grew up going to camps, and I've never gone to a camp like this. You know, it was always one or the other, strictly academics or strictly sports. And I think a lot of our kids in the city, they need, over the summertime, they need to keep the skills that they've learned fresh. And the thing about the Algebra Project is it's learning, but it doesn't feel like learning when you're engrossed in it, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the kids, you know, they kind of feel tricked at the end, like, oh, you know, I actually, you know, I learned something, you know. And just having the basketball tied to that, basketball, you know, is the claim to fame in this town. So that right there just gets the kids interested. I'm pretty much a glue guy. I do whatever is needed. I do a little bit of recruiting, a little bit of daily planning, just a little bit of everything, you know. And I'm very proud to be down with this project.
Is all at Morgan State University?
Yes, it is.
Campus all there?
Yes.
So, I mean, but this is interesting. I mean, when I think about this camp and what you all put together, I mean, Sam and Jared, I mean, you're the a lot of the guys and the women who work in this camp, you've been a crew for many years, right?
Most
since
definitely.
Kids. I mean, you all have known each other since you were young, playing ball together.
Most definitely.
7 or 8.
Yeah, we met at about, I'd say we were 7 years old. So that definitely did the family environment when we preach it to the camp. Each day we have a different theme. It could be family. It could be teamwork. And we preach it throughout the day. And we, as counselors or as administrators, mm-hmm. when we talk, we look at each other and we feel these things amongst each other. So when we try to express it to the kids, it does shine through. And I think that the authenticity of what we're doing and you know, not being motivated by the money behind the camp, it's just our motivation is to get a bunch of kids in East Baltimore up on Morgan State's campus and experience college level athletics and academics for a summer and to do it with people who have been in their shoes and kind of, you know, have experienced what it's like to be in their shoes and then make it through college and go on to be a young man or woman. Now, I definitely want to say that as well. It's for young boys and girls ages 9 to 17, and it's an all co-ed environment. The girls play with the boys out there on the court and definitely more than hold their own. So the co-ed, it's definitely an all-inclusive thing, and it works very well.
How old are the kids at the camp?
9 to 17.
9 to 17?
9 to 17. And then we also have, working with the Baltimore Algebra Project, we have some kids between all the way up to 23 that are facilitators for the learning environment. So and then, you know, some with the skill level, we have absolutely new, I've never touched a basketball, but I'm interested, campers. And then we also have some of the top younger kids in the city playing. And, you know, that dynamic and understanding that and having it work together, it's really cool to see. And then some of the kids that are maybe better in basketball, maybe may not have those skills academically. So then they you know get help from the maybe less talented kids and vice versa, and less talented kids in basketball when it comes to academics. So the interaction and the vast levels of skill set in all areas. And then we have kids from St. Paul's School that come, Gilman, and then we also have kids from every public school in East Baltimore that come up to the camp. So the diversity of the camp is a very strong suit of it, and it's enjoyable to watch and be a part of.
That's interesting. You have kids who go to Gilman and private schools as well. The kids from city schools together at
yep.
the camp.
Most definitely, and it's. You know, some of the parents have expressed, you know, my child goes to Gilman and has, and it's a great school, but you know, we want them to kind of mix it up and be involved and you know, see that there's more going on in this city than what's going on in Gilman, which is, you know, just the truth. And so, you know, we have kids from that environment. Their parents want them to come, and I'm very proud to say that we have not had one fight at our camp in 3 years. Not one physical altercation in the camp. And I mean, we've had a few talking trash back and forth, but all in good nature. And I think that does stem from the fact that, like as you said, that we as administrators and as coaches, we all know each other. We can look at each other and say, okay, this is, you know, maybe something is too much tension. Let's get in there. Let's talk it out. And we feel very comfortable with each other and show that throughout the day and show it to the kids. And it translates. So yeah, definitely kids from, you know, kids that have to go maybe check in with their school and, you know, whatever situations they're in outside of school and outside, you know, some real tough situations that are mingling with kids that are maybe not in as tough situations. And it works out very well. There's a real good feel to the environment, and everyone is safe.
When's the camp start?
July 5th. July, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. We're on in a couple of days. Yes.
So you're still looking for kids? Can still sign up?
Yes, we still do have spots. Most campers that come do return, so we do have they have filled up pretty fast. But we do still have spots open. We really try to. One of the major goals of the camp is to accommodate any child who wants to come. So we try to build it so we'll have enough staff there to accommodate as many campers that want to come, and that it's accessible to any campers that want to come. We do have scholarships each year that we raise money for, and you know, have some campers come on scholarship, and then we also, you know, work with parents on you know, pays, you know, the schedule that they're going to pay for campers, because
payment plans.
Payment plans. So just because our goal is we want real accessibility. This is not, we don't want to be have just an elite amount of kids. We're not charging a whole. We have $125 per week is the rate, and which I know that you'll find if you look at other college camps on college campuses, that is very doable, or a lot cheaper than you'll find. And like I said, and we even still work with parents as much as we can with that. I mean, we have a staff to pay, but other than that, our motivation is the fun and the experience that we get each year working with the kids.
So it starts July 5th and goes through what? When does it go through?
To July 29th.
Yep. 4 weeks. We have the first shortened week because of the July 4th holiday, and then 3 weeks after that. So whole month of July. And we're hoping to eventually one day just to be able to provide an experience from when you get out of school to when you go back to school and you know. All summer long. And the eventual goal of the camp is to be a free camp as well. With the funding from Andy Casey, big time helped with, you know, scholarships and being able to make it more affordable. And, you know, we are still reaching out, and each year we're going to try to get more and more support because we really believe in what we're doing. And to be able to one day provide this experience for free is definitely a goal of ours.
Because a lot of these kids that come to your camp, I mean, come from the poorest neighborhoods in the city.
Oh, most definitely, definitely. Most definitely. We have kids from from everywhere, from, like I said, from some of the poorest and then also some of the richest. But we definitely have kids that are coming that have not had, let's just say, not a lot of silver spoon kids that we have come up to the camp.
And it really is important, the idea that kids that age, 9 to 17, right?
No, most definitely.
That might not have it in their heads that they can never get to college.
Oh, yeah.
That college is something foreign, some other place to even think about.
Yeah, I mean, the saying you have to see it to believe it is definitely applies in this case. I mean, to have – just to be there, just to be on the campus, to be able to see – like I said, I'm a former coach at Morgan. I have relationships with all the players. And, you know, the campers seeing those relationships and being able to talk to the players, a lot of the players on the team at Morgan come from Baltimore City Public Schools. And just to be able to see, okay, this guy is kind of like me, went on to be – a student here at Morgan, this can be done. You know, I can with the right amount of work, I can apply myself in school, and I can, being in the Baltimore City public school system is not a trap. It can be used as a vehicle to get to college. That's what it's there for. And to be able to see some people that have actually done it, and our guest speakers aren't always big time athletes. Mm-hmm. We like to have those come because the kids get googly eyed. But some of our best speakers are stories of a guy. A friend of mine, Marcel Humphrey, has a real estate company and has done really well. And I mean, came from humble beginnings and really just worked hard and did well. And we had him come talk to some of the kids, and just to be able, people from where I'm from can do important things and have important roles in our society. And to see it and to be seeing it on a college campus is just a very valuable experience. And I'm very proud to be able to be a part of it.
And yeah, have you been at the camp since the beginning?
Since the beginning. This is our third year.
Yes. Yep.
Feels like it just started, but you know how that goes.
So I'm curious what your feel has been about this camp, about the kids, what you've seen in the 3 years you've been there.
I mean, specifically thinking about the algebra project, I think it's just such a great opportunity for the kids. I mean, they get professional training, they're learning how to be leaders in front of their peers and teach, and they're also getting paid for it. So it just gives them a lot of incentive to come to camp every day, ready to work hard and be a positive influence on the younger campus. I work in a school now, the Baltimore Montessori School, where there's a big mix of kids from everywhere in Baltimore City. I think we're represented by every zip code. So I'm pretty used to, being in diverse settings with children. But I really love just working with our inner city kids who don't have as many advantages as some of those kids might. So it's just a great experience for me just to get to work with all different types of kids from the city and see them, take their education and take their life into their hands and do something positive.
So, and this is, again, I think it's important to reiterate that kids come to this camp, Camp Elevate, they're there all day long?
All day long, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Yep.
Hot breakfast?
Hot breakfast, hot lunch.
Hot lunch, basketball, and creative math.
Basketball instruction in the city.
Yes, definitely. We are very proud of it, definitely. And the part about them getting paid is definitely an important part as well. So right now, as we speak, there's people up at Morgan training to be Algebra Project facilitators who were hired through Baltimore City Youth Works, who we hope to get a stronger and stronger relationship with as the camp builds. They're actually paid to learn the Algebra Project curriculum and to facilitate the math activities.
Teach the kids at the camp.
And these are also, some of these kids are campers as well. So, you'll go from playing your game to going with the younger group. If you're maybe a 17-year-old kid, you go back with the younger group and help them learn algebra. I mean, it's a... And get paid to do it. I mean, there's like I said, there's some campers who are campers and facilitators who actually get paid to come to a college campus each day and teach math and play basketball. And just to be a part of something like that is very enjoyable, and it's important.
And so spots are open. So how do people get in touch with Camp Elevate and to apply or say I want my kid to be there?
CampElevate.com, www.campelevate.com. And we have videos up. I definitely encourage everyone listening to check out our website. We have videos, slideshows of pictures of camp. You can see we get in the pool every now and then and on some hot days, go out on the football field, and just really enjoy Morgan State University's beautiful campus. Yes, CampElevate.com. Check us out.
I'm checking it out right now. It's a great website. Has a Facebook page?
Yes.
Lots of videos. So you have the Skills Academy, July 5th through 8th, and the session runs through July 29th.
Yes.
And kids can come for 1 week, or they can come for the whole thing, right?
Most definitely.
So you don't have to go for the whole 4 weeks. You can come for 1 week.
Yes,
you can come for all four, 2 weeks, whatever you can.
Got it. Right.
Whatever fits.
Yep.
And I'm so happy that this is still cranking and rolling, that you have really done an amazing job with the Skills Academy Algebra Project. Teaching basketball, not football, basketball.
Basketball. We do some football as well. Coach Don Hill, who's the head football coach at Morgan.
Yeah.
is actually the his foundation and his camps. We're under the umbrella of his camps. Great man, does a lot of work in the community.
He's a great man.
I'm very happy to be working with him and have been working with him for years. He kind of took me under his wing when I first came to Morgan as a student athlete, and you know, really enjoy working with him as well. So we have the head football coach. We have a couple of the counselors are football players at Morgan as well. It's a complete athletic and academic experience. But because of my background as the camp director, the sports that we play, it's mostly basketball.
Well, that's been your right.
That's my thing.
It has always been your game.
Yes.
And now you're the coach at Poly as well.
Yes, and absolutely loving that experience as well.
And you're one of the assistant coaches at Poly?
Yes, sir. I'm an alum of Poly, and it's great to be back coaching at my old school. So it's nothing like it.
It's like a family affair.
Yes, right. It is. Yes,
so,
it is.
So, folks, there are places open at Camp Elevate. You go to www.campelevate.com. That's CampElevate.com. And all the information will be on the steinershow.org website. It's not too late. You're hearing this today on Thursday. You have time to get your kids in that camp up to the last minute. And financial arrangements can be made for those parents who are financially can't afford the tuition, but it's all there. Kids get, as we said, hot breakfast, hot lunch, algebra project, so they get excellent academic experience and an incredible basketball experience all at the same time with a little swimming thrown in from 9 to 17 years old is the day of the camp.
Boys so, and girls.
Boys and girls.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Skill level.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yes, Sam Brand, always good to see you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you here. And Jared Ingram, good to have you in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Good luck with
Thank
Camp
you.
Elevate.
Thank you. Thanks.
Very exciting.
All right.
The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Center, providing clinical research trials that evaluate new therapies and the latest treatment options, including surgical intervention for advancing stages of disease. The number for more information is 1-800-492-5538. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.